T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. Ron off today. Jay Caulfield joining me here for the entire 11 o'clock hour. All right, Jay, let's break down the 3-0 yesterday in overtime. What happened?
Well, you know, I mean, there's such talented players. I mean, I don't know. When you watch how Boston scored their goal, right, they had the 2-0 in a sense, right, the quick 2-0, and it was puck moving back and forth. You know, once it went to one side, it was quick back to the other guy, and then he had an option shooter. He could have even moved it over one more time. I think with the Penguins, it was it became slow developing, and, you know, one pass went across, wasn't that crisp. Again, they're the world-class players, and I swear to God, Joe, I bet if you gave a guy, it's the same as having a shootout. I mean, some guys are outstanding at that, but some guys would rather have somebody chasing them. They're just doing their thing. And I think that gets a little bit of, it's two guys going in alone with a third. And I think, it's just, we've seen two of them now. And both of them, one from the Caps and one here last night. And, again, the players are the best in the world. And if you just didn't execute quick enough and crisp enough and sometimes overthink it when you're in that type of situation.
Do you think that was overall Gino's best game of the season? And what do you make of his start?
Yeah, I think his start obviously has been not what anybody would want, not what he would want. We've seen him, watched him for all these years, and eventually a player like that's going to bust out. And hopefully it comes in a big way. And once that happens, then it gets you kind of off the schneid a little bit. You know what I mean? Like he'll start to feel the game more. I think you found him. Maybe the line, you got the Zucker, you've got Kapanen. It's a blend of that. That might be just what the doctor ordered kind of thing. I really do believe, though, it's only a matter of time for someone like that to break out. Some people need more time, more games to feel it the later you get in your career. And then this might just be the case. But certainly he had moments last night where holding on the pucks, controlling plays. These little, I thought when he scored the other night with the one-timer, I thought his game picked up even from then as far as creativity and the things that we're used to seeing the great players do. So I don't expect it to keep getting better as we move forward, and that's great for the Penguins because, like I said, all this would be magnified to the nth degree if you're not winning hockey games. But they're able to – they're buying time to find their game when they're still picking up points because the supporting cast, the goaltending now, everything is picking it up when they need it, and they're coming away with wins. And at least a point last night.
They also appear to have found maybe the right combinations here on the top two lines. Maybe not what was intended, but the way it's fallen into place here with Brian Rust up top and with Kapanen on that second line, I like that right now. I think their top two lines are as good as anybody in that division.
Yeah, like whatever combination it is, whatever they need to do, that will work. That works because you've got talent sprinkled on both lines. There's talent, obviously, Gensel with Crosby. That's the staple. That's what you see all the time. And then now it's finding that piece. I think if Zucker is a key to that because he had, obviously, he got on the scoreboard, and that certainly makes his game go to a different level. But he just had a better game in general as well, and I'm sure he felt good about that to help earn a point. And to me, if they start getting that going and you have Kapanen or Rust that can go up or down on either side, the one or two line, it's not going to matter. You'd like to find it be chemistry and have it be, hey, if it's Kapanen, Malkin, and Zucker, perfect. If it's Russ, Crosby, and Gensel, fantastic. Whatever combination between those six players, because that's the six players that have been targeted to be there. And whatever way they need to put that together and win, that will work for everybody.
What'd you think of the power play last night? It looked to me like the second unit was more effective than the first.
Yeah, well, they were. I think they just kept it, I want to say simple. I mean, they're when a talented players are out there, sometimes they try and find something, force something through the box, whatever it might be. I thought the second unit did do a good job. They came out, they settled it down, they possessed the puck. It's pucks to the net, it's retrievals. When you're getting that, when you're getting pucks through, and there's a rebound, and you're retrieving the puck and keeping it alive, you're wearing out the other team. And then you're getting more opportunities. You're eventually going to break through just the way they did, which was just after the power play ended. But that's wearing a team down. You're creating momentum for your team. That's really, no matter what you always, whatever we can talk about, I'll always say, you get pucks through, you get retrievals, and you have movement, you're going to be successful. When that's not happening, when you're not getting through and you're not getting the puck back, they're just icing it and they're killing off the power play. I think they did gain momentum from it. That second unit did a great job, and I thought O'Connor, I believe he had close to 4 minutes plus on the power play, but he was comfortable, and they liked what they saw because they wouldn't have kept putting him out there.
Fan Hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. Do you like the 3-on-3 overtime, and do you like the shootout, Jay?
I do. I love the first of all, I love the 3-on-3. I like it a lot. I know they're ragging the puck a lot right now and bringing it back out, but that's a ploy too. That's, hey, what do you want to do? You want to tire the guys out, Joe, on a 3-on-3. You tire the opposition out because of the long change and they can't get off the ice and you're going to break through. So I really like the 3-on-3, and I've liked it since its inception. I think right now to settle games and have it be a shootout, yeah. Yeah, but I've never want to see it in – I would never want to see anything be settled – like towards playoffs in that form, that format, but I love it for the regular season. I think the entertainment value, I can't imagine any person that doesn't love the 3-on-3. And I think we've seen some of the best talent. We do see the best talent in the world that's out there making plays and doing things that I think for the goaltenders it's tough, but I do think you can't afford one mistake. You can't miss a shot wide. You can't get caught out there too long, and it'll burn you. And I think it's great for hockey. I love watching 3-on-3.
Yeah, me too. I think that it gets bogged down a little bit with it. Basically, becomes man on man. But there's also a tension to it. There's also a tension to it where you're just waiting, like you said, for that one mistake. And as soon as one mistake happens, all hell breaks loose. Then it's up and down and up and down, and I love it, and I still love the shootout, and I contend that of course there's no fans now, that any building you'd go to with fans, that they'd be standing for shootouts for all time.
Yeah.
I still think people love it.
I agree. Now, and what I think, when you're talking about the 3-on-3, and you're right, it's the one situation where it is pure man-on-man, right? So, but that's where the mistakes happen, too. Not everybody's the smartest, you know, just because you're out there doesn't mean you're the smartest at decision-making when you get tired and you don't switch properly. I mean, look, when you're man-on-man, you have the ability to switch, and it's communication and all these type of things. But as I said, not everybody's the smartest at that, and you might see mistakes happen, and especially when you get fatigued. And when you get fatigued, the Penguins' talent just take – we see it so many times. Their talent will take over, and then guys lose somebody. All of a sudden, the man-on-man becomes a shambles, and there's an opportunity. And you're right. Then I said, you got to be – your shot selection, you got to be smart about, like you said, you cannot miss wide. You can't be down a wing and fire and miss the shot wide. You're just giving them a breakout going the other way. So, yeah, I think all the things you just mentioned, Joe, are great. And I do like the shootout, to watch it, to watch the skill, the goaltenders, what players have to do. I think it's unbelievable. And as I stated, I believe it should only be for regular season, never get near what NHL playoff hockey is about. And I don't think it ever will, but I love it for the regular season. And you settle the games, you get them done, and the league's smart about that because the games are not longer than 3 hours long. you move on. It's great for the sport, and it's number one talent. It would have been great to have seen players like Mario play that game. All the players that we've seen come through, I can only imagine, first of all, they're strong mentally, and what they do to other players, they'd just be so good at it. But watching it now with this talent, it's outstanding, Joe.
Now I have to go back and look at the 1990-91 Penguins here. Who would your choice have been for three-on-three overtime? Who are the first three guys you're throwing over the boards?
Well,
Coffey, Mario, and who?
Well, you're going to put a D out there right off the bat, and Coffey's going to fly. I mean, really, I mean, are you talking pre-trade? Are you talking pre-Ronnie Francis, that type of thing, or with Mark Recchi? I mean, which deal are we, you know, that's a good, it's a subject.
I don't know.
Mark Recchi would have been. Let's go with, I would put Rex with Mario and Koff right off the bat. Now, then after the trade, and you got to think that way too, but you got to have a second unit that comes back out and somebody smart like Koff's the only player who could, certainly the only player that I've ever seen that can play the way he did and skate the way he did to be such a difference maker. But I think I'd keep Mario on for the whole time and never take him off. I think he could he could conserve himself so much. I think he'd find a way to have that burst. But I do think you would have to go Mario, Koff, and then you got Kevin Stevens. You got, wow, that's a
Yager.
Good question. We have to think about that one. Yeah, you got Yager, but that's different. I want you got to figure my second unit. What you would do? You got Yager. You got Ronnie Francis. I mean Kevin Stevens, Mark Recchi. Joey Mullen, blah, 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 but it depends what's going out on the other side with speed and all those things. You could probably put any of those Hall of Famers out there, and they're going to be extremely successful, in my opinion. And you need that 1D that can carry it and come up the ice and then regroup and get going in with speed that nobody else had. So that would be an unbelievable thing to be able to see right now. I agree with that.
Oh, my God. It would be incredible. It would have been the greatest three you could put out there. Recchi had 113 points that year, I forgot about. Can we fit Bibbs into the equation? Does Bibbs get an overtime shift?
Yeah, so listen, I'm giving Bobby a shift. Absolutely, I'm giving Bobby. Now, like you said, you got to go with guys that are – you got to go with it in a way that they want to work in a three-on-three situation, be responsible. That's why I might not throw – I'm not going to throw Yager, Mario, and Koff out. I'm going to throw – like you said, give me Rex. Yeah, give me Bobby. Give me whatever with Mario and Koff, something like that. Then the second unit, the Penguins would kill the next group that comes out because you're loaded on the back end. So, I mean, the second end. So, to me, you have to be smart about how you piece guys together and the chemistry they would have and the responsibility defensively. I said you got to be able to handle the three-on-three when it comes back into your end and how you're playing man-on-man and when you're switching off. I think that would be key. But when you're possessing the puck, and I predict that the guys we just mentioned, Joe, would pretty much possess the puck most of the time.
What if you took every Penguin in history in their prime and came up with your top two three-man units in overtime? Now I'm thinking about that. What, do you put Sid with Mario? Does Gino even make the top six? Does he get a 2-on-0 with Letang and miss it? I'm going Sid, Mario, and Coffey.
Hey,
and then Letang, Gino, and Yager.
You're dancing on my God.
No, I'm going Yager, Mario.
No, I think
Coffey.
I'd have to separate. I think I just have to. You'd have to separate. I mean, you have to think about. We have to think about that. What would be your top six before we just throw names out? Because you know, somebody like you know, even like if you went in the 1991 team, Borky skates and wheels around and flies. I mean, you got to get guys that are skaters and handle the puck and will work well together and be able to finish. So that's what you're looking for, right? So it's not like that. That's what you're looking for. So to go through the roster and what that would be, then if you blend it then to your point, Joe, if you blend it with what we're talking about today's game, wow. I mean, you're going to pull Letang. You're going to have Letang as a defenseman. I'd have Koff and Letang, my 2D.
Yes.
Be the one guy to be out there. And then you've got Mario. You've got to pick
Sid.
And then you've got Crosby, Malkin. You got to have Sid. You got to have Malkin. And you got to have
that. Yager.
This is the tough one. Yeah, it's tough, but I still like somebody too. Like, you know, that I mean, look at. There's just so many players. Honestly, you could put any other forward with the guys we just mentioned, any of the guys that are goal scorers that finish with the guys you just, the four we mentioned, give me one of the other guys like that that are finisher, that can finish, and they'll all fit in and be the best in the game at 3-on-3.
Can we get Bibbs? Can we get Bibbs in on this too?
I told you, I'm still
at least one shift.
I told you, I'm still sprinkling Bob in there somehow. That's right. He deserves.
How about shootout?
He deserves it.
He does.
Shoot?
How about shootout? You got three shooters, all-time Penguins history, for your shootout in a game to save the world. Let's think about that during the break. We'll come back with that. And then I have a question for you, Jay, on something else regarding the state of the game. Your three shooters, okay? It's a game to save the planet Earth, and the Penguins have been charged with this, and it's gone to a shootout, and you get to choose any three Penguins from their entire history for the shootout. We'll do that next. It's Cook and Joe, Jay Caulfield with us. Or with me, at least, the whole hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.